let me say both, but let me give you some detail on that. Clearly, Nouri al-Maliki exacerbated some profound problems that have haunted Iraq since 2003. If we see the collapse of the Iraqi army in Mosul on the 10th of June this year, there we see an incredibly weak army not being able to defend the internal territory of the state. That's Maliki's fault, that he went out of his way to weaken the army. But the roots of the Islamic State revolt were this deep sense of alienation that the larger Sunni community across Iraq feel. And although Maliki exacerbated that, that alienation springs out of the political system put in place by the Americans after 2003 and only inherited and then accelerated by Nouri al-Maliki in 2006. So it's the structural problems that the use of ethnic and religious identity to shape government and then the marginalization of key Sunni politicians and Sunni representatives within that government that is the overall huge, the much larger problem. And also the profound corruption. Iraq is clearly still one of the most corrupt states in the world, which means that both the occupation and now the elected government has never managed to deliver government services, electricity, only 6 or 7 hours of electricity a day still, 11 years after the invasion. So you have the whole of the Iraqi population profoundly alienated from government because of corruption, because of the failure of government services, and then you have a greater alienation of the Sunni population through which ISIS is moving at the moment.
Look, it's never easy to govern when you have sectarian divides in a country, and that Iraq is not the only case of that in the world. Are you somebody who thinks it would be better if there was a more federal system, or are you somebody who thinks it needs to be a more integrated and unified state?
Rather interesting happened just in the parliament in the run up to this year to the elections. Basically, a provincial powers law was reformed to give the provinces, the governors of each province, and their locally elected council more ability to spend money. Now, I think that decentralization to each of Iraq's provinces would be a good thing. And if you look at the turnover in national elections compared to provincial elections, the provincial governments have been thrown out en masse after each election because they failed to deliver. That's local politics. By its very nature, it's not in any way shaped by sectarian identity. So the decentralization of power to Iraq's provinces will bring government, and much more importantly, bring government spending to a local level, and then bring politics back to individual politicians promising and then being held to account for the delivery of crucially needed services to their electorate.
Toby Dodge from the Middle East Centre at LSE, thanks.